Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 93.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. My name is Mike. He's Bo. He's Dylan. We're all just hanging out and having a good time here on this Wednesday morning. Appreciate you guys so much for taking us along with you. Going to get to the wake-up call here in just a second. I also want to play this Kirby Smart Cut, but just a quick rundown of some of the headlines we've been talking about throughout the day. The Mariners take a 2-1 series lead over the Tigers with an 8-4 win. Yankees stay alive. 9-6 win to force a game four. All these teams will be in action tonight. The Cleveland Browns have traded quarterback Joe Flacco to the Cincinnati Bengals. NCAA adopting new transfer portal dates that apply not only to January, but also if the coach is fired. And Jonathan Gannon was fined $100,000 for his incident on the sideline in that game this past weekend. Bo, I want to get to this this cut, and I want to ask you a couple of different questions about it. But first, let me let you hear it. Kirby Smart was in his press conference, and he was asked a question about Jesse Palmer's thoughts on the game.
Kirby, Jesse Palmer on air Saturday said Georgia's defense needs more creativity on third downs, seems to have guys lined up on most third downs in the same spots. Is that a fair assessment?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Jesse. I'm happy for Jesse. I'm glad he makes a living getting to make those decisions. I focus on what gives us a chance to be successful, play well, execute well. Who's in the game, you know, what strategy do they have on offense? Are they going fast? Are they going slow? I don't concern myself with it much.
Dude, let me just speak Kirby out there, okay? There was a slight pause where he takes a breath of air. I don't know if y'all noticed it, but he goes, just like that, he goes, he was about to go in on this reporter. And I don't think he was going to go in on Jesse. I think it's like, okay, Jesse has a job to do. I think he was about to ask this reporter, or in his mind, he's going, who do you trust more to coach college defense, Jesse Palmer or Kirby Smart? All right, who's got national title rings? Who's the greatest coach in college football right now? All right, thank you, Jesse Palmer, for calling it out. But I think, and you've listened back to it, I'm telling you, there is a very, very short gasp of air going. He just, and I was like, I think that he kind of reset his brain in that moment to be like, you know what? I'm not doing this right now. I'm just going to talk about us. I'm just going to focus back on my own program.
It's something real.
It's a bad question.
You know what's you know what's crazy?
Yes, dude. Yes.
Is I'm at a loss here, and the reason is that you just mentioned and Kirby just talked about why. All these people that sit on Twitter and watch film and
right.
break down tape and trash coaches and name call them and act like they're experts and everything. And, you know, people can say, well, you do that too. No, I watch it with guys that played in the league, and then I ask them what I think I saw, and they tell me if I'm right or wrong. Then I run with it. But why they don't know what the hell they're doing.
You're not out there calling 12-year tight ends scared?
No, I'm not. And then doubling down on it, and then deleting the tweet, and then lying the next
and
day
then
about
saying,
it.
You know what, man? It's just got to be a player.
Yeah, yeah. And then saying, I was just joking the other day about it. No, I don't do that. Or name call people and act like I'm an insider on all these things. The funny thing is that Steve Spagnuolo, and I know you played it and you talked about the Pro Football Focus, but we don't know what they're seeing, what they're doing. It's not easy in the moment, guys. It's a lot easier for Lewis Riddick to sit there and tell you why Arch Manning, I'm not picking on Lewis. This is a good example. I think Lewis does a good job in the booth. Actually, I have come to really like Louis Riddick and Bob Wiskusen in the booth. Why? It's easy for Arch Manning's got to hit the seam route because it's open. Well, it's easy to say that because you see it because you know what you're looking for, and I think Arch does too, but the problem is you haven't had 2 seconds to throw all day from the time the ball hits your hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you don't know where that route lies in his progressions, which is the play, right? Where you're told here, here, here. That seam route might be the fourth read in his progression. And me not, and by the way,
ding.
Why isn't Steve Sarkisian saying, hey, run the same play, but look, your second progression should be the seam route. Also, that's a slow develop. That might be a slow developing route because it was the tight end that was running it. So I'm saying all that to say, it's easy for Jesse to say those things because he's seeing it from the 1,000-foot view, right?
Yeah.
And Kirby's like, I don't. And in reality, what Kirby Smart really wants to say is, I don't give a blank what Jesse Palmer is saying to do because he's not. I'm going by based on thousands of hours of film breakdown of what I think they're going to do.
Dylan, give me that gasp one more time. You got that thing?
I focus on.
I just need the.
He's like, bro. You know what? I'm just gonna go back to Georgia. That's all I'm going to focus on right now. I'm not focused on Jesse Palmer. Hey, 404-726-0929. We got the wake-up call coming up. You got thoughts on Auburn, Georgia this weekend, Bama, Missouri. Which one's more likely to be an upset? You know, maybe you do want to talk about that ingenuity of the Georgia pass rush or the Georgia defense. Also, asked the question earlier, which defensive player for the Atlanta Falcons is going to have the biggest role in the game on Monday Night Football against James Cook, Josh Allen, and the Buffalo Bills? 404-726-0929.
So you don't.
What do you need?
You don't think Zach Ertz was scared of Jalen Walker?
I don't think so, man. I think he's seen some bigger and badder dudes. There is a higher probability that Zach Ertz, and I'm not saying he doesn't, but there's a higher probability that he doesn't even know who Jalen Walker is than him being scared of Jalen Walker. Like there is a much higher probability. There's this thing called an arc block, man. Some people like to run that style of offense. And some people don't. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Like I said, 404-726-0929 if you guys want to weigh in. A lot of football talk today. Let's go out and get our first caller. Let's go to Daryl and McDonough. Daryl, what's going on, boss? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
I'm not going to talk about the sports, right? I've been out of pocket, Bo, for a while. Squid Nation forever.
Oh, here we go.
Bo, I just want to call you and congratulate you to your new addition.
I've been
out of pocket for a while, but I never did get a chance to call in. So I want to congratulate you, Godfather, for having a great kid that you brought into the world, you and your queen.
Thank you, sir.
I
appreciate that call because he hasn't called us in a while. I got to call in, and that's kind of, you know.
Good to hear from you, buddy.
I think me and Baby Porkchop, we bonded over the last week, especially probably since Saturday. We watched a little college football together. Sunday, we watched a little NFL, and then yesterday, we went to Sam's together.
There you go.
So that's it. That, tell you something, you can't bond over a trip to Sam's Club.
I know we got to get back to more phone calls, but I will tell you, you were talking about wearing the baby Bjorn through Sam's earlier. This is going to sound strange. A little bit jealous, man. The baby Bjorn was not meant for a body this big, and my kids didn't enjoy when I tried to put one on, a little front holder. They didn't want to be facing out. They didn't want to be facing in. Maybe it was my body heat. I don't know, but they didn't enjoy me being a part of baby Bjorn.
I do realize a couple things. After wearing the baby Bjorn a couple times over the weekend, she likes it better. Probably when Mama is wearing it.
There's no doubt.
But, too, we went over and we played. We found this horse game with dice and cards. Like, it's a new kind of a game. Way to gamble, really. That's all it is.
You and Melrose were gambling?
Well, we went out Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Amy went to watch that Taylor Swift concert thing. And so me and Baby Porkchop walked across the street, and we rolled some dice in that game, and she was stuck in the baby Bjorn. And I was like... And I was like, am I a bad parent?
As long as you're not spilling beer on her head like while you're drinking, you're good.
No,
baby Bjorn's good to go.
I had the vodka sparkling ice in the Yeti with the lid, so I didn't spill.
You almost got to get like one of those 3-foot straws so you're not spilling stuff on top of her head when you're talking.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy John from LaGrange. John, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys. It's been a while.
Yeah, man.
Unfortunately, but fortunately, I've been a Razorback fan since 1974. So I'm talking Lou Holtz and everybody that is somebody, but it absolutely, positively is not going to be Bobby Petrino.
Wow.
I can tell you that for a fact. I know somebody. I know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody.
It is does either that person know Rhett Lashley?
Yeah, thank you, Mike. It is going to be either Rhett Lashley or I've got two. Your defensive coordinator, I believe his name is Schumann.
Yeah.
Yeah, Glenn Schumann.
That's a good one.
So those are the two guys that they are absolutely going to go after, and it is not going to be Bobby Petrino. It'll be the junior high coach at Old Main High School in Little Rock before it is Bobby Petrino.
Have a great day. Phone call, man. Oh,
they better
so
open the loosen the purse strings, so to speak.
Yeah, you know,
based on what the AD said there recently, and you know, I was listening to Cole Kublik on his pod, and he was like, "Hey, I think." The fact that they allowed him to make all the changes he did,
I agree,
tells me that they really like the fact. I hope you're right, John, because I don't want to see Bobby Petrino ever have a head coaching job in a Power 5 or Power 4 school again as far as a head coach. But I don't know if I see it that way.
There is a sense of like kind of makes them a laughing stock in a way that like every picture you're ever going to see is of him in that neck brace. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I'll say this about the Arkansas job. I think that it would be really strange, and you have to. Maybe I'm wrong about this. When's the last time they had a defensive minded head coach at Arkansas? If it was Glenn Schumann, well, I can't even think of one.
What was Houston Nutt?
I think he was offense.
Was he offense? He might have been. I can't remember. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard for me to answer. I'm gonna Google it.
All right, go ahead and Google that, and I'm gonna go back to the phone lines. Let's try to squeeze one more in here. Let's talk to our buddy Coleman over in Winder, Georgia. Coleman, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, how's it going, Squid Billy Nation?
Oh, let's
in
go.
The building.
Man,
woo!
What a rough day.
The Auburn and Georgia's fine. I think Georgia will beat them. The upset will be more on Alabama.
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, me too. So. As far as with the defensive players, really, can I just, like, choose all of them? Because they're all nasty. So, I mean, I just, you know, they fly around. And
atta boy.
I just, let's try to get them on the ground as much so that defensive front needs to do good. How about that? I can't single out anybody because they're all too good.
Yeah.
For me.
I appreciate the phone call, man. A lot of good stuff going on. And we got to put the vibes forward. We talked about this earlier. The game is at 7:20 or 7:15. On Monday, not 8:20. It's not the late time slot. It is part of the Monday Night Football doubleheader. You got an answer for me?
Bielema, man. Brett Bielema was a DC at Wisconsin.
I didn't even.
You know what's funny? I can tell you more about co-ed bars that Bielema used to hit at Wisconsin than his days as a DC there. Because that man went out on the town. Bielema loved to live it, man. He lived it up.
Yeah, he definitely did. I don't know how I was drawing a blank on Bielema, of all people. But he's just one of those guys that I was just sitting back there going, I'm like, man, you know, I remember playing, I played at Arkansas when Gus Malzahn just got that OC job. That was crazy times to be a part
of everything.
All right, hey, when we come back, we're going to talk more college football. We're going to welcome in Jerry Palm. He's going to talk about the college football playoff and everything he thinks is going on with a lot of these teams. Who's fraudulent? Like Bo said, stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.